Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yep, November 24th, Wednesday, prior to Thanksgiving, the Arizona Cardinals normally would be back out on the practice field starting today, getting ready for a game on Sunday. That's not the case, as they have their Week 12 bye. They did finally make it official roster-wise yesterday. They cut Chris Streveler, their quarterback, and signed Trace McSorley as their new third-string quarterback to the active roster off of Baltimore's practice squad. So that finally done. You know, not that it was in doubt. It just, the reports came out so far before it actually became official. And we'll see again. We kind of speculated on the reasons for that. Don't know the reasons for it. I guess we will find out as
time
goes on.
Yeah, we're going to find out. And it's early next week when practice resumes and injury lists come out. That's going to be an interesting pivot point for this team. The hope is this weekend is going to clean up a lot of that stuff.
Yes. The New York Giants have fired offensive coordinator Jason Garrett after just 26 games on the job. Giants are 3-7. They rank 30th in points per game, 31st in yards per game, and third down conversion rate. Freddie Kitchens taking over play calling duties for the Giants, who play Philadelphia on Sunday. Tennessee Titans still struggling to replicate Derrick Henry's production in the running game, and there's a reason for that. He's real good. They'll try to get it figured out without Adrian Peterson. They cut the veteran back on Tuesday after he played in three games with the Titans. Peterson had 82 yards and a touchdown run on 27 carries in those three games.
Okay.
So again, speculate maybe that means Derrick Henry is closer to coming back.
I don't know. Or Adrian Peterson just doesn't have any game left.
Maybe. That could be it, too. Suns looking for number 14 in a row as they visit the Cleveland Cavaliers in game two of a four-game road trip. Suns took the first meeting between the teams 101-92 in Phoenix back on October 30th. That was the win that started this win streak. Couple of key players out for Cleveland. Rookie big man Evan Mobley has an elbow sprain. Point guard Colin Sexton out for the year after undergoing knee surgery. They'll get underway at 5 o'clock in Cleveland. Pre-game coverage with John Bloom and Tim Kempton begins at 4:30 on ESPN, 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2.
Yeah, going for 14 in a row, Vinny. Imagine that. And look, making it look alarmingly easy.
When you have the back-to-backs at the end of this road trip with Brooklyn and New York, you kind of tend to think, okay, that's a tough gauntlet on back-to-back nights. This seems like a game this team should be able to handle.
Yes.
But again, everything's magnified when you've got a streak intact.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And a target on your back.
Yes. LeBron James served his one-game suspension as the Lakers visited the Knicks. And the Knicks hung on to beat L.A. 106-100 at Madison Square Garden. Evan Fournier led New York with 26 points. The Lakers now 9-10.
Don't you love it? Season. 10th loss of the season for the Lakers. That's just beautiful.
I'm thinking maybe I should have put them in that Seahawks-Spurs poll.
Yeah.
Team that sucks now.
Now that's the one that gets the vote.
Yeah, but
the Lakers.
If it was further along in the season.
Yeah. Of course.
You don't
want to
tempt fate with that.
I think we all think that the Lakers aren't going to miss
the
playoffs. But,
yeah. The New York Post headline on their website read something like, Knicks get by Lakers with some help from Carmelo Anthony.
No, that's funny.
He got a standing ovation, but then he went 3-for-14. So he did help the Knicks win that game. Coyotes looking to extend their point streak to 5 straight games tonight. They host the Edmonton Oilers at Gila River Arena. Oilers come in with 26 points, one of the top teams in the league. And they're led by Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, who Shane Doan was raving about yesterday.
Yeah.
Top two point scorers in the league right now. Faceoff is at 8 o'clock. You can hear that here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. ASU basketball in action for 3 straight days starting tonight in the Bahamas. The 2-2 Devils take on defending national champion Baylor. The Bears off to a 4-0 start. They're ranked number 6 in the country. This is all part of the Battle for Atlantis, which is amazing. A lot of people don't know this. You win that tournament, you get the whole resort.
What?
For a full year.
That's pretty sweet.
That would be a great prize.
Sun Devils will take on either Syracuse.
That's much better than the one U of A was in. You know what the sponsor there was?
Yeah. Get up for that game. That's what it was called, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
No.
Sun Devils will take on either Syracuse or Sarah Cazell. Just a gem. Sun Devils will take on either Syracuse or VCU on Thanksgiving and also play either Michigan State, Loyola of Chicago, Auburn, or Connecticut on Friday. Tonight's game gets underway at 5:30. That'll be over on KTAR News 92.3 FM. And, of course, the Sun Devils, as Bobby Hurley told us yesterday, will be without Marcus Bagley for the whole tournament. He didn't even go to the Bahamas. GCU in action tonight hosting Life Pacific. Kind of sounds like a television show, doesn't it?
I was going to say, it sounds like an insurance company.
That game tips at 6. I mean, they played Wyoming the other night. Now Life Pacific. I looked up their mascot, and now I forget what it even was.
It has to be a whale. It's got to be a whale.
It's got to be a breaching whale.
I think it's the Warriors, actually. They're from San Dimas.
San Dimas football rules!
Yeah. The city that Bill and Ted made famous.
Wow.
Top two teams in the country got together last night in Las Vegas. Top-ranked Gonzaga cruised over number two, UCLA, 83-63.
Not to jump in yet, but that, wow. And UCLA had it rolling. That game was not even close from the get-gate.
Yeah. They got a good team, Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of revenge for that.
Yeah, that freshman, that guy they got is...
Chet?
Yep, he's great.
Oh, wait, no, Gonzaga won that game. I was thinking revenge in the Final Four.
Yeah, no.
Yes, barely got past him.
Yeah. Much more decisive this time. College football playoff rankings out. And once again, Georgia number one. But there was movement in the top four spots after pasting Michigan State. Ohio State jumped over Alabama to number two. The Crimson Tide number three. And Cincinnati moves into the fourth spot, becoming the first non-Power 5 team ever to hold one of the top four spots during the voting. Can they hang on is the question.
Yes.
It's easy for the committee to put Cincinnati in with two more rankings to come out. Right. But can they be there at the end?
This is going to be such a test of their mettle. It really is.
It is.
Because the pressure on them, it's going to be insane.
And the Tampa Bay Rays reportedly giving Wander Franco a 12-year deal with an option worth a potential $223 million.
Wow.
The 20-year-old shortstop finished third in the American League Rookie of the Year voting. He did not spend the full year with the Rays. So this breaks all kinds of records for size of contract for somebody with that little service time in Major League Baseball. In 2019, Ronald Acuna Jr., people were marveling at the fact that he got $100 million from the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
This is more than double that.
And they're saying that he took way less money than he could have gotten just for the years.
He's the real deal. I mean, he was the number one prospect for a long time, but that's still, there's an element of risk, especially for a team like Tampa. Tamper. There you go. There's your splash.